starting to wonder if people who leave their curtains and blinds closed during the day, if they're living in shame. Are they hiding something? What are they keeping from the world or trying to hide from themselves? What are they trying to keep buried or buried deep down? What is it that they don't want the sunlight to see? Maybe they don't want to look at. Do we all have something like that in us? I expect most people do have one thing at least. Most people. Not all people. There's other people who are saints and angels on earth. The people that aren't the most people, they're the saints and the angels. Yeah. How do we get that stuff out? We could tell a friend. We could just say it out loud to ourselves in the mirror. I feel shame for dot, dot, dot. And maybe you have one thing, maybe you have multiple things to fill in the dot, dot, dot. But I think it's important to say them out loud to yourself, so you can acknowledge the shame that you feel to yourself, because that's who it's mostly important that you admit it to, if you will. Admit your shame. Admit sounds like you're guilty. That's not it. That's not quite right. It's the person you can feel safe with, sharing your innermost self with. That's who you are. You are the person you can share your innermost self with. You are the person you can share all of yourself with. All of your innermost parts and intricacies and details and everything with. You are that person for you. I am that person for me. So I sit here and I share with myself and with whoever wants to listen. Maybe you don't want to look in the mirror and say all these things. It's okay. You could do it with all the emotions. I feel angry about. I feel angry with. I feel shame. I feel frustrated about. I feel frustrated. I feel irritated about. I feel irritated. And you can go to the happy emotions too. Go to your gratitude side. I feel happy about. I feel happy. I feel joyous about. I feel joyous. I feel blessed about. I feel blessed. I feel grateful for. I feel grateful. We can do this with all of the emotions. And once you've gotten that out, and you can clear it, you'll be able to say more and more things you're grateful for, I'm certain. And then the happy emotions will outbalance all the negative ones that needed to be released. And just negative, because maybe they were making you feel not so good inside. Not that you're a negative being or that you're bad or anything like that. Just things that weren't helping you progress, elevate. Frequent higher yourself. Elevate your frequency. Let's all practice being vulnerable with ourselves. Vulnerability.